For good ideas and true innovation, you need human interaction, conflict, argument, and debate. That's a quote by Margaret Heffernan. G'day, gang. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my three-minute thought. Great to have you here with me today. My name's Lee Munnelty, the host of the show. This is episode 392. Forgot to mention that. And welcome, guys. Welcome. I hope you're very well. I hope you're having a kick-ass day. And today, guys, I want to share with you a three-minute thought, something that will provide you some value in your life. Here at The Hidden Why, I'm all about inspiring others to live their life with greater passion and purpose. I really want to help people to discover their why, to delve within, and to find out what's really important to them so they can align their life with their purpose, and in doing so, create more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. That's what I do, guys, here at the podcast and the people that I work with one-on-one. And I hope this three-minute thought helps you do the same. Guys, the favor that I want to ask for you today is that if you do like this thought, if you think it provides some value to yourself, perhaps some of the friends and family that you are connected with would like to hear it as well. If so, please do me a favor and share it on your networks. Share it with your favorite social media friends and followers. That would be awesome. Also, guys, make sure you subscribe to the Hidden Why podcast and thehiddenwhy.com. Lots of news and stuff coming out there as well. So sign up to that so you're kept up to date and informed with what's going on here. And if you haven't done so already, please do me a favor and leave us a review on iTunes. There is a 1 to 5 star review. Leave a little comment. Hopefully you'll leave me a 5 star review, but hey, be honest. Let me know what you think. And also, guys, just a reminder, you can always reach me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you guys. That's it, guys. A lot of favors there, but I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope in return you get some value from this episode today. Enjoy it, guys. We'll speak at the other end. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. How are you? Hope you're having a cracker of a day. My name is Lee Munnelty. This is my 3 minute thought. I haven't done that for a while. That's a bit weird. Hope you're very well, guys. This is my 3 minute thought, and I want to share with you today the thought that is to dare to disagree, to challenge our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, to challenge the thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors of others as well. And in doing so, perhaps we can open some doors, unlock some information, some evidence that will help support our idea and further advance it, or even scrap it, put it in the bin, discard it, and stop wasting our energy on it. Are we all yes men? Do we need to agree with everything that we are told? Do we need to agree with the news that we watch, the stories that we hear from friends, the new direction of the company, perhaps the images we see, the perception of the lives that other people live, the politicians, our thoughts, our conditioned perspectives and beliefs? Do we need to believe it all? What happened if we just challenged these thoughts? What happens if we challenged what we did? Even if we're convinced fully that our thought, our belief, our behaviors is right, what happens? What benefits could come that if we just searched for some counter evidence, if we disagreed or found some fault in what we think, say, or believe or do? I think we can grow, we can progress. I think if we bow and just agree with everything out there, if we conform to the status quo, we don't allow our lives to progress. You know, when we believe in something so strongly, that is fantastic. You might actually improve that belief by searching for the counter evidence. That is a good thing. Or if you challenge it, you might actually find fault in the belief, and that might actually help you progress as well. So whatever we do, if we just find that evidence that just perhaps argues against what we believe, and that might be by asking someone else, by sharing it with your friends and families, by sharing it with your followers, and just saying, hey, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Where are the loopholes in this? What's wrong with this situation, this thought, this belief, this idea, this product, this service? And get that feedback. That will allow you to improve. So I think, you know, we need to dare to disagree. Don't be worried about disagreeing with things. That might just help things progress. If it's at the work, if you're disagreeing with something, a new direction the company is taking, perhaps if you throw up a few counter arguments that don't quite gel with what the people are saying that are putting this situation into play, perhaps that will benefit them. Perhaps they'll find some better reward that comes in that. I think no matter what situation in life, if we can just look for the evidence that says, hey, hang on, perhaps this isn't the best way to do things. Perhaps this isn't the most ideal thought. Perhaps this isn't, you know, what I should be doing. Perhaps this doesn't have some purpose. Look for the counter evidence. Challenge why you do something, and perhaps that will allow you to advance what you do. Perhaps that will allow you to scrap what you do, and in process, finding other things that are more beneficial to your progress, to your life, to living towards greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, that is my thought today. Dare to disagree. I think we can benefit from it greatly. This thought has been inspired by Margaret Heffernan, who I opened this podcast with a quote from her. I'll stick the link to her TED Talk in this show. She talks about the benefits of daring to disagree in a TED Talk of hers. So I'll stick the link in the show so you guys can check that out as well. I hope you have a great day, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. Appreciate your time. And hope you get some value from this. Let me know what you think. You can always reach me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Share with your family. Share the love. And until next time, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single thing you do. You need to breathe more purpose into what you do. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Manutsi, signing out. Peace, passion, purpose. See you soon. There you have it, gang. That's today's episode done. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did it bring you some value? I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode and leave your comments in the fields below. Also, connect with me, guys, while you're there. Facebook, Twitter, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear about what you're passionate about, what brings you joy in life. So connect with me there, guys, any way you wish. Also, guys, I want to ask you, before you go, for a huge, huge, huge favor. And the favor is simple. It's just to go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter. And here's why. I want to keep you up to date on a project that I've been working on. For the last year, I've been writing my newest book called The Ultimate Life Map. It's really about helping people align their lives with their purpose, with their why, so they can live more truly, freely, fulfilled, and happy. That's what it's all about. So if I can get into more hands, then I can help more people with that. But in doing so, the funds from this book, guys, I'm going to launch a project to help raise funds to support a third world community, to build skills there, to help these children that aren't as privileged as we are, that don't have all the resources that we have, so they can set themselves up and hopefully live towards a more promising life as well. So guys, I really want to ask for your help, and the best thing you can do for me right now is just to subscribe to my newsletter. Jump online, subscribe to the newsletter, and that way I can keep you up to date with what's going on, guys. You can help me really, you know, spread the message, get this book out there into more hands, and in doing so, we can raise funds to support this community. I've got a couple of options there now, so more information on that to come as well. But guys, that's my favor from you today. Please just jump online, subscribe to my newsletter so I can keep you posted with this project. I'm really passionate about it, guys, and it'd be really great if you can support me with this. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Manutsi. Thank you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.